Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everybody, wherever you are in South Africa or the provinces in Gauteng, in Limpopo, Free State, KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape, Western Cape, wherever you are, Lesotho, Namibia, Botswana, overseas, everywhere you are. Welcome to our new episode. Today is Saturday, the 27th of July, 2024. This is our very, very, very first episode. I'm so excited. This has been long overdue. God spoke to me about this very, very, very long time ago. In fact, I started a podcast, I think about 7 years ago. When I started hearing about it, And I never even created one series. I just created it and there I was. And after a few months, I deleted it. And that was it. Ever since then, God has always spoken to me about it. But I'm so glad today I decided to start, because it's always said, it's better late than never. So I'm grateful and my spirit is going to be so rested after this, I believe, because God will see that, of course, I am doing his will, his way, even though I started so late, even though I wasted so much time. So what am I saying to you? I'm saying to you that if you are there, I know you are here, you're listening to me right now. I know you are going through the same journey that I'm going through. I know you have gone through it. Whilst you still haven't started. So what am I saying to you? I'm saying to you, the time is now. The most effective mistake that most of us do is that we still think we have time. Yet we do not know how much time we have left. We don't know. As soon as you know your purpose, as soon as you have found out about your calling, please get onto it. Please start. Just start. The how doesn't matter. The how part belongs to God. Ours is just to go, take that leap of faith, that step, first step, and the rest God shall direct your path. He shall hold your feet and direct them. That's what his word says. So today I'm excited and I'm here to encourage you also to just start. Don't say you don't have enough material. Your phone alone, whatever you're using to listen to me right now, it is enough. It is more than enough. You will get everything that you desire along the way. You can never have everything while you're sitting down. But once you stand up, get up and go, along the way, you're going to meet with everything that you need, everything that you want, everything that is desired for your journey. So my advice to you is that stand up, arise and go. Get up on your feet. Go. The world is waiting for you. God wants you to save his people through you, through whatever that he has said he and has put inside of you. Arise, arise, child of God. Stand up on your feet and go. Arise and shine. For the glory of the Lord has come upon you. Arise. You have that in you. So today's message, I just want to say a little prayer. I've already talked a lot. I just want to say a little prayer with you as we start this morning. And this is a program where we are going to pray each morning, each and every morning. We are going to have a little prayer for our families, for ourselves, for our day, for our work, for our everything that happens during the day and throughout the night. We are going to command our days. We are going to set out everything that we want and remove everything that we do not want. Because you know what? The mouth has got power. The tongue, the Bible says, life and death, they are within the tongue. And those who love it, eat the fruit thereof. Therefore, speak it. In the book of Job 22, verse 28, he says, "You shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. Speak it, and it shall become." We do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith. We don't walk by what we see, but we walk by what we believe. What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe that you deserve? What is it that you believe that you have to get? What is it that you believe that God has put inside your heart to achieve, and you have to achieve it? What is it that you believe about yourself? That is what you speak in this program. Those are the things that we're gonna declare. So I just want to make a little prayer with you this morning, just a minute. Let's say, Heavenly Father, we thank you for today in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that we are a rose, God. Many slept yesterday, but they never woke up. They still had plans like we do, but God, you saw it worthy that you wake us up. You saw it worthy that you give us one more chance. Father, we thank you. As we wake up today, we declare your goodness over our lives, over our families, your protection, oh God, your sanctification, oh God. Use us to the glory of your name. Help us to live in peace with all people. Help us to never be Christians with just a word, but help us to be Christians like Christ in word and deed. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, may you take over our lives. May you rule in our lives. May your fruits be seen. May your fruits be seen in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, in both word and deed. Lord Jesus, we welcome you into our lives. Oh, lead us, oh God, be the King of our lives. Be the Lord and the Savior of our lives. Take over, take over. May we represent you in all that we do and say. May we represent you wholeheartedly. May we represent you fully. Protect us, oh Heavenly Father. Abba, we belong to you. We are just ambassadors here on earth. We are passing, oh God. We are just passerbys. But our provision comes from you. You who does not sleep nor slumber. You see everything that happens, oh God. You know our today. You know our tomorrow. Even at our end, oh God, you already know it. May you protect us from every harm that is set for us today. For our families, oh Father, we cancel the spirit of death. We cancel the spirit of sicknesses. We cancel the spirit of unholistic things. We cancel the spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of poverty, the spirit of accidents, car accidents, injuries. Oh, Heavenly Father, the spirit of fights, unnecessary arguments, whatever that is planted by the enemy, every seed of the enemy in our lives, in our families, in our children, in our spouses, we uproot you in the mighty name of Jesus. We say, catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, angels of heaven, angels of war, our guardian angels, we command you, be with us, be with us, stand with us, fight for us, walk with us. We cannot do this life alone. We are just ambassadors here. Many we do not see, much we do not see. We see only a part, we hear only a part, but you are spiritual beings. You see and hear everything. Fight for us. The things that we see and do not see. Oh, my Abahasia Libosha, Yibahazila Sela Sirebesha. We call prosperity. Oh, millions and millions of dollars. We call you into our bank accounts right now by the power and the fire of the Holy Ghost. We command your money to locate us. Wealth without recess. We command you into our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of death, we cancel you. Spirit of suffering, we cancel you in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Oh, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We cover our children, oh God, from coming in and going out. They are protected by the blood of Jesus. Our spouses, oh God, wherever they are, we blind their eyes to infidelity. We blind their eyes to every satanic thing that is coming against them in the mighty name of Jesus. But we cover them with the precious blood of Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Father, we cover ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank you so much for being with us today. By saying this, I just want to say this had to be just a 15-minute thing, so I don't want to waste much of your time. I just want to say that God is good. So he loves me, he loves you. Never put God last, always put him first so that you can never be last also. I wish you all the best for today. May God, Jehovah, be with you. Learn to speak the word of God upon your life every minute. Learn to declare everything that you want to see upon your life. Learn to command your day before sunrise, so that when the sun rises with its things, it rises also with your commands. In the mighty name of Jesus, because the world listens to us. The spirit world listens to our words. It doesn't have to do anything, but it has to bow to every word that you say. But if you do not say anything, the evil shall overcome, because everything does it as it pleases with your life. Learn to pray for your kids. Learn to pray for your spouses. Learn to handle matters more spiritually than physically. In the mighty name of Jesus, I love you so much. I am your lady prophetess, Faith Nechifeva. I love you so much. I am the mother of the Roros, a boy and the girl. I love you so much, and may God bless you. See you again tomorrow, same time, same place.